All right. Some of you may have seen that show on TV. You've heard of it, The Sons of Anarchy. And we're here to talk about Johnny Lewis, fucking loser. So the context that you need here is Johnny Lewis was staying in Catherine Davis's house. It's a house in Los Feliz, California. And she is just some old lady, very nice old lady, rents out the rooms to potential actors and actresses, people who are down and out trying to make it big. She has housed in there from the beginning people like Thomas Jane, Val Kilmer, Taylor Negron from Nothing But Trouble, rest in peace. And she rented a room to Johnny fucking loser, Johnny Lewis. And the guy used to date Katy Perry, Johnny Lewis. It shows you how much tact they have. But Johnny Lewis was doing PCP. He was doing drugs. It doesn't matter. I think first he went to the neighbors. He introduced himself totally politely. He went up to them and he's like, "Hi, I'm a new guy to the neighborhood. How are you?" Then he goes away, does the drugs, comes back in a crazed state, totally worked up, totally out of his mind, goes up to those people, starts fucking attacking them, people who are outside their home. And they try to stop him. They try to hit him with a wooden plank. He shows no pain. He just keeps fucking going. He's crazed. He's having a psychotic break. He makes his way into Catherine's home, where the pet cat goes up to him to say hello. Very friendly cat. He rips the cat apart with his bare hands. And of course, Catherine Davis is upset. He goes over to her and strangles her to death after an altercation. Then he makes his way outside. The sun is starting to set now. And he makes his way to the neighbors that he's already attacked. They try to stop him again. He's totally out of his mind. He makes his way onto a roof of a neighbor's house right next door. And then he's on the roof yelling and flailing wildly like a maniac. And then he fell. He accidentally fell to his death. Good. And this woman didn't deserve this. She encouraged people to improv in her home, tried to get them to play off one another, to improve their acting skills. It was like a workshop house. She wanted these people to have success. And Johnny fucking Lewis, Johnny Loser, is hopefully he's, if there is such a thing, hopefully he's burning in hell. And I think that mental health is a real thing. But, mental health can be exacerbated by things like drug use, heavy drug use, hard drug use, hard alcohol use. People don't think that it's real, but it is real. Like, I think if you use alcohol steadily for long term, your brain actually shrinks. I mean, of course, that's no excuse. This guy is a piece of shit. And it's very sad that good people in the world are attacked and seen as vulnerable by those who are high on their own farts. You know what I mean? Like, this guy thought he was super fucking awesome, Mr. Actor Man. At the end of the day, he's just some lowly little shit. He's nobody. He's nothing. There's so many fucking idiots who get quick success and then suddenly think that they are God's gift. and they will take it out on others, and they use it as an excuse to like have control, power, be a dick, to get away with it, spread that emotional toxicity. Those are the kind of people that I don't like. Those are the kind of people that hurt this industry. People without any sense of humility, people who are oblivious to their own shortcomings and violent tendencies. I mean, therapy would have been a great thing for this fellow, but you're on Sons of Anarchy. You think you're fucking hot shit. So anyway, may Johnny Lewis die. May he burn in hell. He's dead. Good. And rest in peace, Catherine Davis and Taylor Negron. Of course, he stayed in that house. Good guy. He died of cancer in the mid-2000s into early 2000s. Okay, guys. Have a great day. This is another tale from inside Hollywood. Gary Otto signing off. I'll talk to you soon.